The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020, a glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Many thanks to the Almighty God for this opportunity once again.
Asedanka onyankopon e wo sa konya ebio.
We want to thank him for this space.
You
know, from our study last week, we see how true and conclusive the statement of Jesus is. And that it is not so much of what you have to offer or the place of worship that matters. But as Jesus told the Samaritan woman, yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the kind of worshippers the Father seeks, God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now this is a statement of fact, especially considering what we studied last
week. See,
worship involves discipline, because we operate within the confines of his prescribed law.
If he said,
worship involves sincerity, because God reads our motives and he weighs our actions.
If he
worship involves singleness of heart. Because it's an act of faith, an act of love. It demands humility and self-destruction. Worship must be an expression of the heart's desire for God. Nothing less, nothing more. You see, our study last week too,
it's
not to cause us to abandon God and his presence, as David did in 1 Chronicles Chapter 13. If I may remind you, 1 Chronicles 13. Let me just read from verse 10. 1 Chronicles 13, let's take it from verse 10. The Lord's anger burned against
Uzzah,
and he struck him down because he had put his hand on the ark. So he died before God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath has broken out against
Uzzah.
And to this day, the place is called Perez Uzzah.
Na ofre ho se Perez Uzzah di besine.
David was afraid.
Na David threw
of God that day.
Osuro nyankopon da no.
And asked,
na oka se,
how can I ever bring the ark of God to me?
Me di nyankopon da ka no beba me nchen sen.
He did not take the ark to be with him in the city of David.
Na David am fada ka no ama ne nchen David kronum.
Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom.
Now, or the man called Gethni Obed. Edom fie.
The Gittite.
Gittinino.
The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house for 3 months.
Na Yakobo adaka no si David Obed-Edom fie.
And the Lord blessed his household. And everything he had. You see, so seeing Uzziah and Co die in worship does not mean that we should abandon God and his presence. The same act of God that Uzzah touched and died was the same act of God that blessed Obed-Edom's household. And because there was something wrong with what Uzzah did.
If he said Uzzah here, no, not Bibi eto chima ewo ho.
It is like plane crash.
It is a wiemhyia.
Once in a long while, we hear that there's a plane crash.
Now, that could be. Obeti say we
doesn't mean that we are not going to board plane ever.
And also interest say we
see, as of July 2019, the average flight planes that fly per day was 102,465. Planes, and God sustained them all. Once a while, you hear that there's a clash. What that means is that something went wrong. But it doesn't mean that we are not going to board plane any longer.
Very
good, very good interpretation. Now verse 12.
Now
let's pay attention to verse 12. David was afraid of God that day and asked, how can I ever bring the ark of God to me?
Now David saw Yankopon Dano no car say, Medi Yankopon Daka Nebeba Minchen saying,
he was afraid of God. This does not mean that he was running away from God.
See,
I pray that this teaching that we have received will create some reverential fear in you. Reverential fear of God in you. As it did to me last week and as it did to David, the king of Israel. That kind of fear is needful for a life of holiness. Let me just say that again. That kind of fear. That reverential fear for the God who is. Is necessary. For a life of holiness. For a victorious Christian life. Again, the examples of people who were destroyed or died in worship should not prevent us from yearning for God and for his presence. But listen to this. It is for us to know that worship is an act of understanding. Applying itself to the knowledge of the excellency of God. Worship is an act of understanding. Applying itself to the knowledge of the excellency of God. What this means is this. Know what worship is. Have that understanding. And know who you are worshiping. The majestic God. And when you have the understanding. And you know who you are approaching. There will be no casualty at all. Stephen Chanock has said, God is a spirit infinitely happy.
Onyameya ohohomwa ne nije de eni kabia.
As in a sovereign God, and he doesn't fear anything, doesn't fear anybody. He's a spirit infinitely happy.
Tse onyameya odenuhua onsro bibi na oyonyameya ohohomwa ne nikandia no eni kabia.
Therefore, we must approach him with cheerfulness. As the scripture said, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your hearts. And into his cause with praise. Go before him with confidence. Approach him with cheerfulness. The Bible said, for the Lord is good. We are his. We are God's. Now he has also said, God is of infinite majesty. Scripture says, O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth, not some part of the earth. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That is Psalm 8. Verse 1. And then when the psalmist was ending, he still repeated, O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So God is of infinite majesty. Therefore we must come before him with reverence. I'll talk about reverence in the course of time. These days we go to church and there's no reverence at all. You see young men carrying chairs and running around and they are singing. Anyway, I'm not saying it's wrong. But I'm not saying try that much. God is infinitely high. Isaiah said that he is high and lifted up.
Isaiah said, "Wa kronu wa pejano."
He saw him.
Ohuno.
He is high and lifted up.
Wa pejano na wa kronu.
Isaiah 6.
Odifo Isaiah humanity
insia. Verse
1-3.
God is infinitely high.
Onyame kra okronu enikabia.
Therefore,
enunti,
we must offer our sacrifices with deep humility. God is infinitely holy. Revelation 4. Says that the 24 elders, the four living creatures, they bowed before him, shouting, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, and is, and is to come." And scripture said they all laid their crown before the Holy One. I've said, and let me say again, that there could be mighty men. That is why we say God is almighty. Because there could be mighty men. But when it comes to holiness, there is none holy as the Lord. There is none besides him. Neither is any rock that can be compared to the Lord. God is infinitely holy. Therefore we must address him in all purity. See, in Revelation 21:11, God is infinitely glorious. The Bible says that his garment is light. We therefore must acknowledge his excellency. When you see him come,
say, who say Oba?
You must rise to his excellence.
As I say, yes, sorry, Emmanuel.
You must bow to his excellence.
As I say, yes, Kotono,
Emmanuel. You must bow to his excellence.
As I say, Kotoman and Munya.
Have you seen a man whose clothing is the light?
What
that means is that he lives in glory.
And the actual say, Otien Munyamu
is infinitely glorious. We must acknowledge his excellence.
As I say, yes,
see, we need to delight in worship.
As I say, yes,
Don't let these things scare you. Delight in the presence of the Lord. You see, biblically, the highest privilege a mortal can enjoy is to be a welcome member of the worshiping congregation. See, the highest privilege that you who is not dead can enjoy is to be a member of the worshiping community. Scripture says the dead does not praise the Lord. Nor do any who go down into silence. But we, the living, will bless the Lord. From this time forth and forevermore. It is not the dead who praise the Lord. Those who go down to the place of silence. It is we who extol the Lord. We who are living. We do that both now and forevermore. The Bible says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let all that lives praise the Lord. Because the dead will not praise the Lord. So once we are alive, let us delight in worship. Let us worship him. For one day we will be dead. And we will join the community of people who cannot praise the Lord. Let's be rise again to stand before his throne. The dead praise not the Lord. Neither is anyone that goes down into silence. But we will bless the Lord. From this time forth. Forevermore. We need to delight in worship. To have a strong desire to appear before the Lord. As in this psalm sung by the sons of Korah. Psalm 42. It's one of the most loved songs. Psalms. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants after
you, my God.
My soul tests for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
When?
I want an occasion.
Or pebrino.
I want the time.
Me pebrino.
It seems this sons of Korah.
It's our Korah may.
You see, they lead in the procession.
Now, would the
they are part of the choir.
Now, yeah,
that David established.
Ah, David deceived.
They lead the priests.
Now, would the asaphonic kind.
Now, in captivity.
Now, say say
their soul longs for the presence of God.
Praise what be ye radia ye.
Captivity, they want to be in the presence of God. And they are saying, when?
Oh God.
My tears have been my food day and night. My people say to me all day long, where is your God? As the Israelites were in Babylon, their captives will come and then ridicule them.
They
will come and ask them to sing one of the songs of Zion. Sing one of the psalms. Sing some of the songs that you used to sing when you met in the temple. And with their souls so low, they will say, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? So they are asking, when? When at all can I come before the Lord? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used
said na me sorry
how I used to
said na me sorry no.
To go to the house of God
na me ko nyankopon fie
under the protection of the mighty one with shouts of joy and praise
wo eni a etiemu ni ayeyemu
among the festive throng
ewo entertainment entertainment
my soul
me kra
are you downcast
adena wura ho
why so disturbed within
me adena wa to pity
put your hope in God
for we need to nyankopon so
for I will yet praise him
my
Savior and my God. Oh, let us desire to be in the praise of God. Don't wake up in the morning and the first thing you think of is some food or to go to work. You need to desire him in the middle of the night. When we rise and we lift up our hands before him, let this soul of yours long for his presence. Psalm 63. I'll take the first few verses. Psalm 63. This is David sharing his experience in worship. You, God, are my God. Earnestly, I seek you. I test for you. My whole being longs for you. My whole being longs for you.
I repel
in a dry and parched land.
There is
no water. I'm longing for you as if I'm in a dry and a parched land where there is no water. Why is he saying this? See, verse 2 says this. I have seen you in the sanctuary. And beheld your power and your glory. That is to say that he has found God to be present in the sanctuary. God is present in his sanctuary. In fact, he lives in the praise of his people. It is true that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in their midst. I have seen you in the sanctuary. Because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied with the riches of food. Riches of foods. This is food for the soul. Found in his presence. With singing lips. My mouth will praise you. Oh, what a psalm. Now let's go back to the sons of Korah. Psalm 84. Verse
1.
How lovely is your dwelling place. Lord Almighty. My soul yearns. It is this yearning that I'm talking about. It's panting and desiring that I'm talking about. Even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh clash out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home. And the swallow a nest for herself. Where she may have their young. A place near your altar. Lord Almighty.
Asafo Urade.
My King and my God.
He
says, see, there are two things. Maybe this sparrow has found a nest at the corner of the altar.
Ebia na asomfuna katechi wenya baby wa
afolbucha nche. They have a place.
Ebia okase womenya baby.
Me too, where I long to be.
Me so eh na pese meko
is at the place of your altar.
Ebia pese meko eya wa afolbucha
anu. The place of your altar.
Wa afolbucha
anu. That is where I long to be.
Ope na mepe.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. He's trying to say that I envy them. They are ever praising
you.
In this COVID period,
some
churches are still
fastened.
Still
closed.
Oh, and some are longing to be in the presence of the mighty one. See, these are souls longing for the presence of God. In public worship. Or in devotion. Why? You see, in worship, saints do not merely seek God. They find him. In worship, saints do not merely seek God. They find him. They find him. Worship is not only an expression of gratitude, but also a means of grace. Whereby the hungry are fed, so that the empty is sent rich.
Reads
1 Samuel 2:1-11. Hannah will explain all these things. For there is in worship an approach of God to man. So in worship, we are not just going to Odima Hingwan enemy. He also comes to us.
So
God is essentially present in his world. And
he's
graciously present in his church. And he desires to approach us as it was in the beginning. He desires to approach us. So in worship, God approaches man. See, God is. Brothers, God is. And that God is a rewarder. He is not a taker away. Scripture says that. See, anyone who comes to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We honor God when we come to him in worship hungry and expectant, conscious of need.
And we come
to him to supply. When we come to him with that hunger,
it is here the
God enjoys it. We honor him by doing that.
Yes, sir.
Because all that means is that you know that God is. And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. One of my friends, John Owen, says this.
Madam will be a friend of John Owen, or say,
we are always to come unto God as unto an eternal spring of goodness, grace, mercy, as to where these things springs from, of all that the soul stands in need of. To make a careless, casual, routine habit of church going, or having personal devotion, it's neither rational or reverent. You see, we go to church. And sometimes when we are going to church, we don't even think that we are going to meet God. Saturday, we are just telling our seamstress, our dressmaker, please, my dress. You see, tomorrow, my dress. And they put on the dress. Say, my wife, oh, what am I doing?
And I said, Meminda, who could tell a home, Pamadie, Pamadie, no, Quesia, that would be a dena shake, now would you have him, who done down home, or so on, I may hear it, while we share me to say.
Oh. See, Owen will say this.
And Owen say,
what do you go to church for?
Okwa sorry, I didn't know okwa sorry.
What do you go to church
for? Okwa sorry, there I didn't know okwa sorry.
If God is not,
say enye nyamintia.
What do you come to hear the word of God for?
Nyamisema uba beti, I didn't know beti nyami asem.
What do you pray for?
Then cry na ubo humpai.
Or do you think you bring something unto God, but receive nothing from Him?
Aso wa ju ya use. Would the bribi ebre nyame? A wunyashi emfrin in chain.
You see the sons of Korah.
Korah mano.
Realizing the benefits in his presence said this.
Wohu emfaswa ewone nim ebano wokase.
Let's go back to Psalm 84.
Mummy emko enyum ediawache enai.
Then this time verse 10 and 11.
Enyum ediawache enai chichemu edu eni dubako.
Better is a day in your courts.
Na wufie da krudie eye.
Than a thousand elsewhere.
I say now, will
be before. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. Than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing. Does he withhold from those whose work is blameless? The Lord Almighty. Blessed is the one who trusts in him. The Lord Almighty. Blessed is the one who trusts in you. We are always to come unto God. As unto the eternal spring. Of goodness. Of grace. And mercy. Of all that our soul stands in need of. Hebrews says that when we come,
Hebrew 4 man says, say, yeba,
we will find grace and mercy
yebenya odum mani
in time of need. When people don't go before God,
say, nipa ankwe radi
anymore, with a longing and a panting, in the inner man,
nipa
after him,
if
they don't go after him with that longing and the panting, listen to this.
See,
they forfeit the supplies of divine grace unto their souls. When they go without longing.
It is a one come and pray now.
When we appear before God casually,
it is a one biara biara.
We forfeit the supplies.
Of
divine grace. It is of this attitude.
Sa niyenti.
That frees all the lukewarmness in the church.
And in a ma botrobo jeno eba asafunu.
The coldness.
Trouble,
the indifferences
and family
unto the duty of holy worship.
Ah, ye de eba osorium
that are growing amongst the churches. But brethren, this evening I want you to know that God is. We need to prepare to meet our God, who is. Now,
I
wouldn't want to end this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus. See, as long as you live, you should have the opportunity to join the congregation of worshippers. And it is only the regenerated that worships him aright. You cannot dare just join the group. You ought to be born again. You ought to be born again. Now, if for any reason you have understood what I've said, and you want to trust in Jesus for deliverance and salvation, you want to become like us, you want to join us, the church prepared for heaven, I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are and repent of your sins and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you will, then say this after me. Dear Lord, I know that I'm a sinner. For my sins' sake, You came to die. Today,
Enne,
as I repent of my sins, and I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior, I will worship you all the days of my life. So help me, God. If you have prayed this simple prayer, I want to assure you, you are born again. Look for any Bible-believing church. Then go and join in worship. If you don't have any close by, we encourage you to join the Church of Pentecost. And you will never be the same again. So we'll see you next week. God is. And we need to prepare to meet the God who is.